going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds.
Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whether the action is at the link or the bank, there's never an off day on Broad Street. It's the biggest news of the day, every day, with takes from someone who's never short on them. It's WIP Daily with Joe Giglio.
Welcome on in, WIP Daily. Joe Giglio with you. I appreciate everyone listening, subscribing, following the podcast, YouTube feed, 94WIP. Check it out there. All right, the Phillies are rolling. My goodness gracious, they have beat the crap out of these bad teams of baseball. 7 in a row, destroy the Rockies this week, destroy the Pirates last week, and now they go out to Sacramento to take on the A's this weekend, hopefully continue to add to the victories here. But I wanted to dive in today. I saw yesterday Saquon Barkley was a guest on the Exciting Mics podcast with Reed Blankenship at Cooper DeGene, and they had a discussion about the tush push and about coming to Philadelphia and all that kind of stuff. But Saquon gave a take on the Eagles team we just watched last year, the Super Bowl champion Eagles teams, which clearly was one of the best teams we've seen ever in Philadelphia sports history, and one of the better NFL champions that we've seen in recent history. They were a dominant team. They didn't lose a game after week four in which their starting quarterback was at full strength for the entire game. So there's a lot to chew on what Saquon said, but he said he firmly believes that the Eagles, the 2024 Eagles, are a top five team of all time. Now, he's entitled to his opinion, and he's part of it, and he's a huge part of it. He was the best player on the team, so I expect him to pump them up. But I wanted to dive in and look and really kind of make my list. And I'm not going to go all time because, and look, Saquon could do what he wants, but I always think if you're going all time, you really got to dive that deep back in. So I wanted to go to just what I've seen, what I've been able to see in my life as a fan. So we're going early 90s to now. Well, I believe the team that I have that's the furthest back is the 92 Cowboys. So that's kind of where the line of demarcation is for me, early 90s to now. That's my life as a fanhood, the last 30-plus years of pro football. I remember well, can have some memories mentally, and then also go back and look at some of the numbers to kind of piece the whole picture together. Here is how I would rank the top 10 teams of the last 30-plus years of pro football and where the Philadelphia Eagles rank. All right, number 10, I'll go 10 through 1. And a little spoiler, the Eagles are on the list. But just judging by my list of the 10 best teams of the last 30-plus years, the Eagles, I don't have as a top five team, 2024 Eagles, of all time, because they're not even a top five team the way I see it from 92 on, but they're pretty darn high up this list. All right. Number 10, 2003 Patriots, 14-2 record. They didn't lose after week four. Very similar team, actually, in the resume to the last year Eagles team. Their point differential was plus 110. They had all-timers of Brady and Harrison in Law and Seymour, obviously coached by Belichick. Great team. They did lack explosion and greatness on offense, though, other than Brady. They're 10 for me on my list. All right, number 9, the 2019 Chiefs. You know, it was actually harder than I thought to find a Chiefs team that belonged. You know, there hasn't been, for as great as the Chiefs have been, they haven't had one kick everyone's ass all year, no doubt team. You know, the last couple years, obviously, they've won with very close games. Their point differential has been very low. I think they had the third best point differential in their own division last year. We know what happened in the Super Bowl where the Eagles blew them out. That team doesn't belong. But even the early Chiefs teams with Mahomes, they were very, very, very good. I mean, great teams. But they didn't have the, you know, plus 200, plus 180, plus 190 point differential. I'm going to choose the 2019 Chiefs when they were more explosive on offense for the list. I put them at number 9. 2019 Chiefs, 12-4, all four losses by one score. Point differential of plus 143. All-timers in Mahomes and Kelsey and Tyreek Hill, but he was still there. Chris Jones, Andy Reid as the coach. This was their first Super Bowl. This was the one in the playoffs they fell behind and by 20 points, and Mahomes brought him back. Just an unstoppable force on offense. 2019 Chiefs at number 9. Number 8, I have the 2013 Seahawks. The number 8 and number 7, the two teams, the two profiles, so, so similar. Seahawks of 2013, Legion of Boom, Marshawn Lynch, Russell Wilson. I have them at number 8 on my list. 13-3 record. They didn't lose a single game by more than one score. Their point differential was plus 186. They had all-timers in Russell Wilson and Marshawn Lynch, Richard Sherman, the head coach Pete Carroll. Ultimately, I don't know if they have a single Hall of Famer. You know, perhaps Russell Wilson is going to go. I would lean yes, but I don't know. The last few years of his career really derailed what was a great start, and he has the one ring, not two, because of what happened the next year in the Super Bowl. Sherman might go to the Hall of Fame. Lynch is not going to the Hall of Fame. That it knocks them down a peg that they don't really have all-timers compared to the other teams in this list. They're at number 8 for me. Number 7, the 7th best team I've ever seen, the 2024 Eagles. So clearly, if they're a top 10 team of my lifetime, they're a tremendous team. But if they're not a top 5 team of the last 33 years, I can't put them as a top 5 team of all time. So obviously I disagree with Saquon, but a great team. I mean, look, 14-3, they lost one game post-September, and that's when Jalen Hurts got hurt. Their point differential was plus 160. All-timers in Saquon, in Lane, in AJ. Jalen Carter looks like he's putting the beginnings of an all-time career together. Head coach by Nick Sirianni. They come at number 7 on my list. Number 6, the 1992 Dallas Cowboys, 13-3. They beat the Bills 52-17 in the Super Bowl. That is a Jim Kelly, great team in Buffalo. They beat the Niners, who were probably the second best team in the sport at that point, by 10 in the title game. Their point differential was 166. They had all-timers in Irvin, in Emmett, in Charles Haley, in Aikman, head coach by Jimmy Johnson. All right, so now we've gone 10 through 6. 2003 Patriots, number 10. 2009 Chiefs at number 9. 2019 Chiefs. 2013 Seahawks at 8. 2024 Eagles at 7. 1992 Cowboys at 6. All right, the 5 best teams I've ever seen. Let's go through them right now with, of course, starting with number 5, the 2004 New England Patriots. A little more explosion on the offense than the 03 team. They came into the year knowing they were dominant, dominated all season. We know they beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. 14-2, they lost one game the entire season by more than 1 point. Think about that for a second. They lost one game by more than a point the entire season. Their point differential was plus 177. All-timers in Brady, in Seymour, in Bruschi, in Law, in Harrison. Head coach by Bill Belichick. Beat the Colts in the title game. Beat the Eagles in the Super Bowl. That's a pretty big back-to-back to beat, you know, to beat Peyton Manning and then to go and beat Andy Reid in the Super Bowl in back-to-back weeks. That's big for the Patriots 0-4. Fifth best team I've ever seen. Number 4, the 1998 Broncos. Just a hurricane of dominance. It's interesting. A couple of teams in this list won back-to-back Super Bowls, and the team I chose was the second one. It's almost like they were fortified by the first Super Bowl. They knew they were great. They came in the year knowing they were great, and they just blitzed everybody. 14-2 Broncos, point differential 198. All-timers in Elway and Terrell Davis and Shannon Sharpe and Steve Atwater, coached by Mike Shanahan. If there's one knock on them, I do think the 1998 Broncos had a pretty easy path to winning the whole thing. Now, I'm not gonna knock their regular season because it was sterling. I mean, look, they were undefeated until they lost to the Giants in week 15, 20-16. Then they lost the following week to Miami on back-to-back road games, 31-21. Otherwise, they were undefeated. They came in, they were 13-0. But you look at their playoff road, they faced a Jets team that was, you know, it was a great coaching job built by Bill Parcells. The roster wasn't all-time stuff. And they beat them 23-10 in a windy AFC title game. I remember like it was yesterday. And they beat the Dolphins, the 98 Dolphins, 10-6 team with a really good defense, but a middle-of-the-pack offense, and old Dan Marino in the postseason. After, you know, Miami had beat them during the regular season, but, you know, it wasn't... What it wasn't was a postseason run where you say, wow, they had to go through this, they had to go through that. We're talking about 98 Marino, who, at that point of his NFL career, was trending the wrong way. I think we could probably say that fairly, trending the wrong way. He wasn't the Marino of years past. He wasn't as great. I mean, his numbers were going down. And he wasn't the player he was a few years prior to that. So you look at their road to the Super Bowl, if I'm knocking the 98 Broncos a little bit, and I'm, you know what? I'm gonna actually change the list. I'm putting the 04 Patriots at number 3, 98 Broncos at number 4. Because think about it. They had to go through an old Marino, an old Testaverde, and then Chris Chandler in the Super Bowl. That's a pretty easy road to dominance. I'm flipping them. 04 Patriots 3, 98 Broncos 4. All right. Oh, excuse me. 98 Broncos 5, 04 Patriots 4. Let's...
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Let's get to the top three, the three best teams I've ever seen. Number three, the 1994 49ers. 13-3 record, a point differential of 209. The all-timers, Steve Young, Jerry Rice, Deion Sanders, Ricky Jackson, coached by Seifert. They put the biggest beatdown and the most just disheartening beatdown I've ever seen in a Super Bowl. What they did to the Chargers and Stan Humphries and what was their coach's name? Who's the coach? Bobby Ross, I think it was, of the Chargers. Oh, my goodness. That game was over the minute it started. A 49-26 beatdown of the Chargers in the Super Bowl. The game at halftime was 28-10. At the end of the third quarter, it was 42-18. 42-18. It was actually 42. So Young to Rice, 15-yard touchdown pass. In the third quarter, it was 42-10. I mean, the Niners were 19-point favorites in a Super Bowl. Unbelievable stuff. Just total dominance by the Niners. That's the third best team I've ever seen. Number two is the 99 Rams. 13-3 record, a point differential of 284. All-timers, Marshall Faulk, Kurt Warner, Isaac Bruce, Torrey Holt, Orlando Pace, coached by Vermeil. Their offense was as good as anything I've ever seen. And they could score at any moment. Classic Super Bowl against the Titans. Classic NFC Championship game against the Buccaneers. They blew out their first opponent in the divisional round. The Warner story, Faulk, unbelievable stuff. The 99 Rams were all-time great. And the best team I've ever seen, and I know they didn't win the Super Bowl. I don't care. It's the 2007 Patriots, 16-0, a point differential of 315. All-timers in Brady, in Moss, in Harrison, in Seau, coached by Belichick. I actually think Belichick and their insistence on going for the undefeated season, the FU season they had against the NFL for Spygate, it cost them. I thought they were a little bit out of gas and banged up and tired by the time they played the Giants in the Super Bowl, and they just didn't have enough left in the tank, and it's probably their own fault for not taking their foot off the gas in December and going for the record. But just the team itself was unbelievable. Just an unbelievable collection of players having an unbelievable collection of seasons. They opened up the offense with the four wide, the spread. They were ahead of it. They had excellent defense. They just took teams apart in the regular season unlike any team I've ever seen in pro football, and I don't think we'll ever see it again. The 07 Patriots, the best team I've ever seen. So my list from 1 through 10, the 2007 Patriots are the best football team I have ever seen. Number 2, the 99 Rams. Number 3, the 94 49ers. Number 4, the 04 Patriots, who took down Peyton Manning and, of course, the Eagles in back-to-back weeks to win it all. The 98 Broncos at number 5. I switched them from 4 to 5 just because, you know, you go back and look at that playoff run. Old Marino, old Testaverde, Chris Chandler. Ugh. That great team, but yeah, the competition in the big moments wasn't there. Number 6, the 92 Cowboys. Beat the Bills 52-17 in the Super Bowl. Beat the Niners by 10 in the title game. Great team. The number 7, the 7th best team I've ever seen, the 2024 Eagles. Number 8, the 2013 Seahawks. Number 9, the 2019 Chiefs. Number 10, the 2003 Patriots. So look, what Saquon said, I don't think it's totally outrageous. I mean, I haven't... You know, depending on how you want to look at the NFL, if you want to say teams and players just get better and better, and the teams in the 90s and the 2000s and the 2010s, 2020s are naturally better than the 80s and 70s, if you want to go there, then you could say Saquon's not that far off from my list because I have the Eagles 7, he has them top 5. But again, if we're using all time, we're excluding all of the Walsh Montana Niners. We're excluding the Steel Curtain Steelers, obviously. And we're excluding the Lombardi Packers. So if we're doing that, you know, it becomes a little more murky. Are the Eagles of 2024 a great team? Yes. They're the 7th best team I've ever seen. If we do a true list in NFL history, would they come out to being a top 10 team? I doubt it. Would they come out to be a top 15? Maybe. Top 20? Probably. Top 25? I think probably almost certainly. And that's an amazing achievement. The NFL's been around a long time. There are 59 Super Bowls. And the Eagles this year are one of the better teams to have won those Super Bowls. What a year, what a team, what a player, what a season by Saquon Barkley. I disagree with the notion they're a top five team of all time, but they were excellent, excellent team for most of the season, especially from October on. And they belong on this list of the 10 best teams I've ever seen. Number 7 on my list, the 2024 Eagles. I want to thank everyone for making this podcast a part of your day and listening and downloading and subscribing. Hope you have a great, great Memorial Day weekend and Memorial Day. We'll talk again early next week, and stay tuned. Midday Show on WIP. Stream it live on YouTube. You can watch the clips there. Odyssey app, of course, your radio, 94 WIP. Thank you so much for listening. Happy Memorial Day.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.